Austin.
Melissa.
You know, I have such a soft spot for children. And when I heard about a place called Let It Be Us, which is one of the largest nonprofits providing help for people when they want to adopt a child.
Yeah.
I said, I need to talk to Dr. Susan McConnell, who can explain to us all about it and maybe what we can do to help. Dr. Susan McConnell.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about Let It Be Us?
We are a licensed child welfare agency. We work statewide, and we focus on recruiting parents for foster care and adoption, and we work within placement. We have the contract with DCFS to do foster care adoptions. So if people are interested in adopting from foster care, this is the place to go.
Now, I read somewhere that the foster rate for children in Illinois is one of the lowest in the country, and you guys are working to help change that, right?
We are working to help change that. We've received the grant from DCFS to do the work, so that was the first step. We use technology. We've already built a database of over 1,100 licensed homes in Illinois. 70% of them have the goal of adoption. And we have extensive geo-targeting search tools. So if we're looking for a certain type of home, a home that doesn't have any children in it yet, or a home that does have children in it, a home that only has a single mother in it, a home that has experience with special needs, we can tell you with a high degree of certainty if that home exists.
What is your goal as far as increasing foster care in Illinois and or adoption in Illinois?
Our goal is to raise Illinois up. We do not need to rank down at the bottom states. We're working very closely with the state of Michigan as a mentor to us. And so they're sharing all of their information with us, and we're able to implement all the things that they've learned in the last 15 years and get caught up to speed much faster.
So does this mean it's going to be easier? The process will be easier to either foster or adopt?
We're working to make the process easier. We're working to make the information easier to obtain. If you come to our website, we're making it easier to obtain a license.
Nice.
We're making it easier to be matched with just the right child. Our theory of change is that if you have a database with all of these foster parents who want to adopt, licensed parents, that you can make a better match, which should make for better outcomes for that child and less disruption.
I love that so much. We love kids. We are big supporters, for example, of St. Jude. And Austin's got two beautiful little daughters. I've got a 14-year-old son. And, you know, people love children, but when you have kids, it just becomes even that more special.
Sure.
So the efforts that Let It Be Us is doing, to me, is amazing. And when I read about the organization and the place and the things that you're trying to do, my heart just became so warm. So I really can't thank you enough for the work that you're doing to try to increase Illinois.
I would like to mention one thing. We have a giant fundraiser coming up in May called Be Mine. That is a great way to come and meet with us and learn about us and become one of us. It's downtown in Chicago, and they can learn all about it on our website, letitbeus.org.
Well, thank you for doing everything you are for the kids of Illinois. You're just doing wonderful things, and we really appreciate so much that you gave us some time to talk about this.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
And coming up next, we have got a pair of tickets to see Mason Ramsey at Joe's Live on April 11th. This is an 18 and over show, so if you are of age, please give us a call right now, 312-946-4995, but you're going to have to come with a joke, because it is You Gotta Be Joking. Right here, Melissa and Austin.